You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. If you've been getting a ton of emails from companies about privacy updates, this segment is for you. Those updates are all related to a law that just went into effect in the European Union, the General Data Protection Regulation, also known as the GDPR. And there's a big impact here in the U.S., too. To break it all down, we've got Molly Wood, host of Marketplace Tech, with five things you need to know about the GDPR. Let's get started.
GDPR stands for General Data Protection Regulation. It is a set of laws for data privacy that was actually approved by the European Parliament in 2016. And after this two-year transition period, it is now law. It affects any company that handles the personal information of anyone in Europe. So that means any company that does business in Europe, even if it's based in the US or somewhere else in the world. And GDPR regulations are much stronger than the privacy rules that currently exist in the United States. It basically says that companies have to get explicit permission to collect and use your data. They have to let you see what they're storing or even ask for it to be deleted, if you are in the EU, that is. Now, there are some other specifics in there about letting people take their data to other services and notifying authorities and users if there's a hack affecting personal data, but it's really ultimately about consumer control of the personal information that companies collect.
And that brings us to the second thing you need to know, why this is happening in the first place.
Well, the European Union, of course, being made up of lots of different countries, has a lot of rules around privacy and data collection and how data should be stored by companies that aren't based in Europe. So really simply, the GDPR is an attempt to create one set of rules that everyone can follow, and it happened to use the most consumer-friendly set of rules. The US, on the other hand, essentially has no federal privacy regulations around data collection, use, or notification. And the big difference is really just cultural. Privacy is considered a human right in Europe, and of course, it is a much more regulation-friendly government. American citizens historically have had a lot less concern about trading information for free goods or services like email or social media or photo sharing. And so rules at this level have so far not seemed necessary.
So what does this mean if you're in the US? That's the third thing.
That depends on the company. In the short term, the regulations mean a whole lot of emails containing updated terms of service and privacy policies, which you have probably already noticed. But some companies like Microsoft have said they're going to make the rules of the GDPR standard for every user, even people in the United States. So in theory, that could mean that you could call up Microsoft, ask to see what personal information they have about you, and maybe even ask them to delete it.
If you're confused as a user, you're not alone. Businesses are too. That brings us to number four. What do companies need to do to comply?
Well, first they have to figure out if this applies to them. Because it applies to every business that processes the information of anyone located in the EU, it's possible there are some businesses that don't realize maybe their mailing list goes international. So they have to get their data in order. They also have to know where it is, how to access it quickly, and how to make it available for any user who wants to see it or move it to another service. Companies are going to have a plan for notifying authorities or users if there's a hack. They need to make sure they're verifying the ages of their users because children's data is a big part of GDPR. And even if they don't understand exactly how to comply with the new rules because they are a little bit vague, experts I've talked to say companies should at least make a good faith effort to get consent from people in the EU to collect and use their information.
So what do these changes mean long term? That's the fifth thing you should know about the GDPR.
The GDPR is likely to have a trickle-down effect on big companies, especially. It will just be easier in the long run to have one set of behaviors for how you treat personal information instead of trying to have two systems for managing data, especially if your business is large, collects a lot of data, or is really international. And of course, it could also prompt other cities and states to craft new privacy rules in the image of the GDPR. California, for example, is working on very strong privacy regulations. But it's also important to note that GDPR is going to have a lot of downstream impacts on companies, and it's not clear what that's going to mean. I've had some startup CEOs tell me that they're not going to expand into Europe because these regulations and the potential fines, which could be up to £20 million or 4% of annual revenue, are so scary. Other companies say it's going to make marketing much, much harder, and it could actually end up strengthening companies like Google and Facebook that have huge budgets and can easily comply.
thanks to Molly Wood for the explainer. And if you want to hear more about the GDPR, check out Marketplace Tech's coverage of the new regulations at marketplace.org.